Hello, 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 and welcome to Not Your Average Amigos, the Hammered Mushroom Hour with Bob McCullough and yours truly, and a couple of special guests for this podcast. We were at an offsite in Philadelphia at our good friend Kevin's house, actually apartment, overlooking beautiful Rittenhouse Square. We enjoyed watching the Sixers play an awesome game and win. And we also enjoyed some amazing vegetarian food, which we discussed in great detail. So this is our podcast of a play-by-play basketball game and vegetarian food and a lot of banter amongst the guys, and we really enjoyed doing that. So I hope you enjoy it as well. And here we are for the current installment of the Hammered Mushroom Hour. And we are once again in an off or at an offsite location somewhere in Philadelphia. That's
right. Somewhere.
Cutting edge.
See,
cutting edge stuff again. Not only did we do a podcast from a golf course.
Yes.
With an ATF agent, right?
True. Yeah.
No one was doing that.
Retired.
Retired. It doesn't matter. Nobody had even a retired one.
He's always still. He's there. Once they're in, you're always in.
Now we're on site. One of our good friends' apartment here in the city of brotherly love. And we're welcoming Mr. Kevin Bennett to our show.
Hello, Kevin.
Hello, world.
He's been here before, though. The funny thing is the real newbie.
The
person
the real
who's never, ever been on the podcast, well, ever.
Before you do that, Kevin's
been on before.
Kevin's been here for quite a while because he lives here.
I know I've recorded.
Oh, you mean on the show?
I record.
On the show.
I gotcha. Record. Yeah. He's okay. Probably the third or fourth guest, period. I mean, he's one.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a legacy.
The only people who listened to it were the people who were on it previous.
And siblings, right? Did you tell your siblings?
It's like, okay.
So. Did your sister know about this?
Yes, she does. I haven't heard anything back, so.
My sister doesn't know about this.
All right. Go ahead. Continue with your introduction. I interrupted.
Nothing.
Again.
And no, not my introduction, but that's how it works.
Stepping on him.
No steps. So here, and then the true special, special guest is our very dear friend, Pat McFadden.
I was at the Teak Open.
You were on that?
Was there?
Oh,
was
see, this
Brie,
is,
I don't know if I made you, the
cut.
The cut.
It's there's no cutting.
It's there's no editing.
It's a little surreptitious.
I was watching.
It just keeps going on.
So,
welcome aboard.
Sorry, we're watching the Sixers play the Charlotte.
Oh yeah,
in the background as well.
It's a big distraction too.
It is kind of Jimmy Butler. It's the era of the Sixers becoming dominant force in the East.
Yeah.
So how many of these have you guys done?
We're all together about five.
Yeah.
At least.
What have been some of the past topics?
Ooh.
I can't remember.
Is it just like a general?
Random, rambling.
One would happen to be, I remember it distinctly, involving a brined vegetable.
Oh, yeah.
Pickles.
Pickles. Condiments.
Condiments in general.
People's fear of condiments.
You covered an entire episode?
No, it was condiments? Not an entire episode.
Well, it was about 15 minutes.
I mentioned that topic to my wife, and she's like, I'm not listening.
At least your wife listens.
She does.
She's right.
She does. She's a listener. She's an avid listener. As soon as we're done, she's on it. She's like, I listened to it. I think she's thinking, is Bob going to say anything bad about me?
That's a very.
So she listens. No. No.
So let's go back over here.
Cool.
Kevin, let's get the update on the. We're sitting in front of a very large screen TV, of course, and there's the Sixers. And what's here? A quick recap.
On the game?
Yes, on the game, man.
Just started.
Or how about how you feel about the Sixers this year.
I'm excited about the Sixers this year. I was excited. I watched them last year, and I was very excited about the prospects of the team. This year, I was hoping that in the offseason we could have picked up somebody.
Who would you like to have
Leonard
would picked
have been
up.
Great. Kawhi Leonard would have been
awesome. Leonard, yeah.
I think he would have fit perfectly.
Yeah.
But whatever.
He's in Toronto, unfortunately.
Jimmy Butler, I was watching him when he was playing with Chicago and looking at him as, you know, maybe that's someone that, you know, might become available at some point. But I'll take it. Now, this is exactly what we need, and this is we need one more piece, and I think then we're the team to beat in the East, I think.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would agree with that.
We need another forward, somebody who can, you know, who's a good defensive forward and also is, he can make his own shot.
Patrick.
Well, I've been told the Celtics are tremendously deep.
They are, but they're not getting rid of any of those players. They're smart. They wouldn't give them
right,
to us
right.
or make them available for the Sixers.
But would they be the team to beat?
They are the team to beat in the East. Yeah, definitely. I think Sports Illustrated picked them to go to the finals against Golden State.
Because their bench is tremendously deep, correct?
Yeah, they were great last year without their two superstars. Hmm. But, you know, Jimmy Butler played great last night. You know, he's been with the Sixers for two games. But he's kind of a tough guy. People don't know him pretty, you know, his career. He's kind of a hard ass. He's a very good defender, and he plays to win. So he's perfect for the city of Philadelphia, right? They're going to get behind him, and they did last night. They do need one more player, though.
They do. But it's
exciting.
Don't
know who that
is. It's exciting. This is the team that, you know, look, I was watching him in high school, and
that's right.
Apart from the Allen Iverson years, man, it's been a pretty droughtful years where, you know, I was expecting the Sixers to win another championship in the 80s, and they didn't. Here it is, 2018.
It's been a long road.
It's been a long, long drought.
So let's talk about the fires in California.
Oh, good segue.
So, you know, here's the thing. We have another fraternity brother.
Somewhere?
And this is a really, yeah, you know, we've gotten snow and all kinds of.
Yeah, because it was snowing
weather.
Here.
It's weird, but the only reason I bring it up was actually we were getting some information from another fraternity brother who lives in San Diego, Mike Davis. And he's in a, I guess he's in an emergency response position out there. And he, some photos, you know, and some things I haven't seen, you might not see in the news. And we're like, you're just unbelievable.
Is that on Facebook?
I guess, yeah. I think it's on either Facebook or Instagram.
Oh, my gosh. All right, I'll get on there.
I know you're not going to go, but you know, but the
for
the,
a while.
The you know it, you're getting a different when some if he or a friend of his is taking some photos, it's different than the news.
Yeah, definitely.
It's at a different level. You're seeing some things. It's just amazing. You know, just you know the difference in where we are.
Right.
We're getting rain every other week.
Yeah.
Too much.
Yeah. It's crazy.
For our liking.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's 1,000 people missing.
1,000 people.
Right. Really?
And at least 71 confirmed dead.
Yeah. It was 600 yesterday, I think. That's
1,000. Well, they said there was one specific area, a lot of retirees, and they just couldn't get up.
Oh, yeah.
They just can't mobilize quick enough. That's weird.
But well, I mean, because of the winds, it's coming on so quickly that people just, like, they're getting alerts, and they have to, like, basically rush out of the house and jump in their car and leave.
And that's very unusual. Right?
Well, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, who's going to be able to you know relax in their home when they know at any moment they could be like required to evacuate? It's crazy.
Mm. So on a scale, though, it's different. I mean, this is a whole new thing.
Yeah.
And then again, here we'll do a 5 second POTUS moment. Our president would say it was their fault, meaning the land management in California wasn't doing their job.
Idiot.
It's kind of weird.
He's ignorant.
He's never lived anywhere where there was a tree.
I just don't understand that statement. And suddenly I'm not trying to politicize, but it's like, why would anybody say something like that?
Because he doesn't know. He never lived anywhere but a city.
He doesn't know anything.
It's bad management.
He thinks forest management is maintaining golf courses. by the way, has great golf courses.
I bet he does.
Yeah.
Are they good?
Yeah, they're really good.
Did you ever play the Pine Hill?
I did. I have played Pine Hill. It's like the hardest golf course I've ever played. But
really?
Very nice.
Is that in Jersey?
Yes.
Right. I used to ski there. There used to be a ski slope. It's called Ski Mountain.
And now it's now Pine Hill?
It was Pine Hill Golf Course. Now, and then Trump bought it.
Trump National.
I think, they made the golf course and then he bought it. It was Pine Hill.
Right.
But it was the old ski slope.
Which is right near Pine Valley, right?
It is.
Supposed to be the best in the United States.
In the world.
Fine. In New Jersey.
The number one.
South Jersey.
Pine Valley.
Pine Valley's number one in the world.
Golf course.
Yeah.
It's a community. It's an actual town.
Right.
And
you can't move there, Chuck.
Oh, thank you.
They only have a few houses.
Okay.
Pretty pricey.
Right.
Have you ever been to Carmel, California?
I have. You've played Pine Valley.
You played there?
I played there.
How do you get on that course? Two years in a row. What do you do?
You have to know a member.
Right.
You have to know.
And then what?
Favors. You drive in and go play golf. And
very nice.
There's no favors.
Is that everything they say it is? I mean,
it is very unique.
Better than like Pebble Beach or...
Yeah, man.
I played Pebble Beach also.
Augusta.
I've not played Augusta. That's probably the hardest one to get on.
What's a waiting list?
But I've been there. I've watched the tournament there.
Right.
I don't know if there is a waiting list at Augusta.
Okay.
How about Pine Valley or Pebble Beach?
Pine Valley supposedly has over 1,000 members internationally. And when we were there one time, they were choppering in some of the pro golfers.
How does that work, though, internationally? Take a step back. So when you say that, I'm a guy in Japan.
Yeah, I want to be a member.
I want to be a member, but I'm a member. I'm not like a sister course in Japan. I'm a member of that course.
Correct.
Exclusively.
Yes.
Afar.
Yes.
When I'm in the States or I want to pull a favor and bring one of my buddies on, that's how it works.
Yeah.
Messed up.
What's
the fee?
I don't know what the fee is.
You do.
Because I didn't look into it.
I'm sure it's reasonable.
It is. It actually, when we were there, the guy said it was not, the actual dues or were not that bad.
Sure.
They were kind of in line with other private courses in the area.
But what's the fee to join? I don't know
what the fee to join is, but that's probably
a very
good point. I don't think they have to give them $1 million. But what they said is at any time they'll assess you.
Oh, how's that?
If they have a project or
an owner's assessment. Okay.
It's like living at a condo.
Sure.
So you,
exactly.
Yeah, you basically 100%. Have to be ready to be assessed maybe in a given year yourself.
$10,000.
$100,000.
Holy shit.
They have a clubhouse? Like, can you buy a sleeve of balls?
They have a clubhouse. It's very modest. The whole place is very modestly laid out. They have a dorm where you stay.
Do you get a discount at the bar? Is there...
Yeah, you get there's a dorm.
There's you can stay there.
Yeah, I stayed there. I stayed there 2 years in a row.
Wow.
Yeah, kind of like old kind of.
You're connected.
Dated apartments.
It's like Luzerne or Northumberland.
No, not there. It's like old wood. You know, it's really kind of oldish looking. It and very nice though, well maintained.
Wow.
Yeah, but nothing fancy. It's just about golf.
Who was your host, or can you disclose that? Or?
I probably can't because I can't remember his name, but it was a friend of a friend. Like, okay. I worked with a guy whose dad was a friend of this guy's who was the member of Pine Valley. So we got there, and it was like him and, believe it or not, Chuck, his insurance agent.
Sweet.
In fact, I think he had two insurance agents.
Really?
There. And it was my friend who was my age at the time, and his dad, and this guy who was like, he looked like Jack LaLanne. He was like put together, and he was in his 70s. And you have to walk. There's no golf carts. So you have to walk, and it's pretty hilly. You know, it's like right by Clementon Park.
That area seems to be terrain. I don't know why.
It's like out of nowhere, you have these like huge hills.
And like so, three ponds like that kind of,
yeah,
kind of home?
Exactly. Like you're hitting a
you're
shot.
You're always on the side of a cliff.
Yeah, you're you're hitting shots like straight up a hill to a green kind
yeah,
of thing.
Sucks.
And you see the people up there. It's cool. But anyway, we get there and, you know, they check you into the dorm. They're like, where are you from, Mr. McCullough? I'm like, I'm from like 10 minutes away.
Turnersville.
Maybe 15 if there's traffic. But I'm staying here. They're like, oh, come on in. I'm like, okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Kind of treat you like a member. It was kind of cool.
Did you get a good night's sleep there?
I think the guy I was with snored, if I remember correctly, like a freight train. But and I wanted to sleep because I wanted to play really well, but I didn't. I almost never do. Played okay. I can remember. But the course itself, it wasn't like overly difficult, but it's kind of wild looking. Like you're out in the middle of some place you've never seen before.
Hmm.
A lot of sand, a lot of penalty shots.
Does it deserve the best course in the world title?
Maybe. Yeah, it might. It's that unique, I would say. I mean, I haven't played the other ones, but I played a lot of really nice golf courses.
Better than Pebble Beach?
I liked it better in Pebble Beach.
Wow.
Yeah. Pebble Beach is really beautiful. There's holes on the coast, but then they come inland. It's like, yeah, there's a go. It looks like, what was the other course in Bloomsburg?
Indian Run or Indian.
I think you're right.
Yes, Indian something.
The one in Danville?
Indian
yes.
Run.
You have a hole, like you drive in and there's this big field and there's a hole, a golf hole. Is that the practice range?
Was that Pebble Beach?
Cherokee?
Pebble Beach.
Cherokee.
Really?
Cherokee.
All right. It wasn't as bad as Cherokee. It wasn't that bad, but it's kind of like
what was the one that was right outside of where Ed Dilge had his wedding? Right outside of Bloomsburg.
Willow Hollow?
Willow Hollow, yeah. Or
Willow Run.
Willow Run.
Willow Run.
It was always under construction, it seemed like.
That was the site of the first Tiki Open.
It was. I didn't go to that one. That's the only one I missed.
You missed out on, was it Three Ponds? What was the one that had all the, was it Three Ponds that had all the water?
Yes. Well, Three Ponds had three ponds.
Thank you. We got pretty
like on every hole.
So it was me, I think Sean Ryan, Pinhead,
yeah.
A couple other guys, Kevin Steidl. And I think it was towards the 18th hole, and we've been frolicking and doing crazy stuff and drinking lots of Jim Beam.
Frolicking?
I said frolicking because people
were only guys.
Because people were jumping in the water.
Oh, okay.
So at the very end, were they
naked?
Almost, because at the very end, there's that one, I guess, up the hill towards the 18th hole. There's a pond. And,
yes, there is.
And then Pinhead gets the whoever it was, Tim Steyer. Someone said, "Hey, Pinhead, would dare you to swim across the pond there?" And he just does a flying leap.
Oh. That's so shocking.
Dives right in and swims across, and we were told never to come here ever again. That was
wow.
The last time I ever played that course.
Yeah, the owner was like a big dude.
Yes. He came over in a cart and he says, you're out and never come back ever
banned.
Again.
Banned.
Banned for life. Banned.
Not that he
have you been back?
Probably.
Have you been back?
I'm guessing no. Other people have tried to swim that pond.
Pinhead
went
for it.
Maybe like three in the whole history of that course. So,
and I think Pinhead deserves a plaque.
Yeah, he should.
Wow.
He made it across, right?
Halfway to center. And he's like, I'm tired. I'm drunk. Tired.
It wasn't that big a pond.
No, very small. Could have walked across it.
200 meters.
Maybe.
Oh, my God.
And he didn't make it. That's fun. That's what it was back then.
Boy Pin.
So we're a commercial break. There's going to be a hopefully some kind of update here from Kev on the game.
The Sixers were up. I think they were up 15 points last time I looked.
Okay. 15.
Yeah.
Excellent.
We good?
Looks like they're handling it in Charlotte.
They'll blow that lead.
Prediction. I know.
They can. They blow us.
They blow every lead. Third quarter, they'll blow the lead.
How about the Eagles tomorrow?
Oh, God.
Yes. Here we go.
What do you think?
You had to bring that up.
Thanks a lot, dude.
What do you think? Think they're going to be in the game?
Or? No, I think they're done.
Doom
personally.
And gloom.
They're done.
It's an off year.
Yep.
They score like 30. New Orleans scores like 36 a game.
Yeah, they give up a lot, though.
Here's a question, though.
We have no offense.
Well, the offense is off.
We scored 22 a game.
Yeah.
Points.
The highest was 34,
average.
I think.
On average. Yeah. So yeah, on paper it sounds like we're in trouble tomorrow.
Yeah, we're in trouble.
Look, are you optimistic? Can happen on any given Sunday, right? But
I mean, just
throwing in movie references.
Might be a game. I think they'll lose, but I like to think that they've prepared, right? I mean,
right.
Everyone thinks they're going to get blown out. They seem like the games that
it might be a little closer.
It might be a little closer than you think.
Yeah. Right?
Could be. Yeah. They'll lose. They're done.
They're the Super Bowl champ.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, like the Saints look like the Eagles at this point last season.
I mean, Drew Brees. He's
The same time last season, like everybody was saying, Carson Wentz is like the next coming of.
He's actually having a better year this year than last year.
Yeah, that's weird. Stats wise, yeah. Unfortunately, but the team's losing.
The team isn't showing.
Why are they going out to L.A. again? They were out there last year when he got hurt. So they have to play.
They play away again?
They play away in Los Angeles again.
Doesn't seem fair.
Doesn't seem fair at all.
Does not.
That's the game he got hurt. And, that's right. That was one of the best games I think I've ever watched. It's a tremendous
game.
That
was a great game.
Tremendous back and forth.
Yep.
It's all a blur. I don't remember it.
After the parade.
So they have a pretty tough schedule ahead of them, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be
challenging.
Part of the reason.
I'm not betting on them.
Too many interceptions. Too many turnovers.
Too many turnovers?
Too many turnovers, and then they
too many injuries.
Too many injuries, and they just, you know, they get down to goal, and there's no, they just can't convert.
But as crazy as it sounds, they're still.
I know. They're in good shape.
They beat Washington twice.
Right.
Mathematically, they're still in it.
Yeah.
Why, thank you. We're just having.
Kevin, you need to be closer to your microphone.
Passing the Ducci on the left.
Now we can hear you.
All right, thank you. So Netflix, top show on Netflix. Go. Anybody? I know Kev's going
to. I really, really liked.
Go.
The Haunting of Hill House.
Fantastic.
That was a great series. Everything about it. It had all the scares you want. It had great storylines. Every episode was about 50 minutes long and kept you wanting to come back and watch the second episode. You know, the next episode is like, all right, now I have to watch the next episode. Fantastic. And it's like on, I think it was episode 5. I thought it was the finale of this series. It was so good. So, can't give it a better endorsement than that. It's might have been the best show that Netflix has put out.
You know what I like? I like his dramatic pause.
It was perfect
when he held us on the ledge. What is that show?
To the very edge.
I had to remember it.
I was kind of going there.
The title was.
I've been there.
Title escaped.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to The Bell to Buster Scruggs, which is the new Coen Brothers movie.
Is that on Netflix?
Just came out this
week. Coming out.
It's out theaters. This week. It's out right now. It's actually in theaters, but also on Netflix. So you can stream it on Netflix, or you can go to see it in the theater if you want to.
Patrick, anything?
I'm watching nothing.
Nothing?
Really?
0.0?
I'm taking recommendations, though. I got to get into something.
Are you studying? Are you like going for your graduate degree or
I'm a clinical,
MBA?
Clinical.
How could you be watching nothing?
Just watching nothing. I mean,
In this day and age. Wow.
It's the golden age of television, Pat.
I know.
We're living in it.
And I love the 5-episode season. You know?
Yeah.
I feel like there's a person at the Netflix headquarters that will like listen to this recording, and they'll be like in shock. We found him.
I think I just got done.
The one guy.
I just got done watching Mad Men.
You're like 5 years.
I finished that up.
Yeah, that ended like a year ago.
How about Breaking Bad? Have you watched Breaking Bad?
Never watched.
Weeds. A lot of seasons.
Weeds.
Fantastic. Also, Better Call Saul.
I think the last. The last thing I watched was The Young Pope on HBO.
Ooh, I like The Young Pope.
Did you like that?
Yes.
10 episodes.
Yeah. It's really, really
the series
entertaining.
Is done.
Yes.
I thought it was good.
I like that too.
Well, the great thing about these like short series runs is they can have a complete thought. There's no filler.
Right.
You're like watching these like network shows, 23 episodes. There's going to be like 5 or 6 of those episodes. Are just going to be filler.
Right.
Just something to just like, you got to have something.
Yeah.
Here they're taking an idea and they're following through to the end. And if it takes 13 episodes, great. If it takes 10, great. I've seen like, you know, episodes, you know, shows that are like BBC would do it all the time. They'd have like a five episode run for like Sherlock or one of those shows. But now everyone's like, it's acceptable to do it now. You don't have to fill an entire year worth of show, which is when you get a lot of crap. So it's really the golden age of television right now. Everything is fantastic.
Amen, brother.
There's too much to watch. I can't. I mean, it's like,
it's all about the TV.
If it isn't, it doesn't have a like certified fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes, I don't even waste my time.
Isn't that weird though?
Fuck yeah. Yes.
Just, there's Fandango.
So many, there's so many good shows.
My time on,
but all the TV services,
90 tomatoes.
You. Right. Yeah, the tomato ratings, all, it's ubiquitous now.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic. But I mean, meaning on even,
it's a great word too.
Ubiquitous.
Yes.
Thank you. I throw those $5 words in every once in a while, man.
It's like Hulu. You can, there's shows on Hulu that are really good, like the Man in the High Castle.
Sweet. No, there you go. Have you finished? Are you up to speed on that?
Yeah, that's.
I've been looking to get back up.
That's done. Season 2 is over. So
no, we're
actually season 3 is over.
Oh, okay.
So
a lot of catching up.
But a nice, great season this season. Which is, you know, now they're taking, that story was written by Philip Dick as basically a short novel.
Right.
And they went through that the first season. It's over.
The Dickster.
Big Dick.
Which is this great, for anybody who hasn't seen it, it's fantastic. It's a alternate reality sort of world where Germany and Japan had won World War II and had partitioned the United States into two different areas, where the East Coast, really to the Mississippi River, is run by the Germans. It's the Third Reich. And the West Coast is run by the Japanese, and that's the, you know, obviously consider it part of their empire. So, I mean, that's the world you're inhabiting in this. It's just fantastic. I mean, it's really, really interesting story by Philip Dick. But, you know, the two seasons, they've taken it in two, and they're just writing their own stuff now. There's nothing left from the original source material except for the world. And they've really done a really interesting and fun job with it. So
that's an Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime.
Yeah, I watched like the first three. Here's what I had. I had a problem. I had a problem with this. Not that I didn't like it. It wasn't well made. It's just like I'm watching this thing and I'm like, what do the Japanese Americans think of this show? Are you kidding me? Like,
well, we're not,
they're like
German,
monsters. Right? Yeah, German Americans do, but right. You know, German Americans, they know.
They know.
Right?
Well,
they're like, yeah, we were evil.
Yeah, the Japanese.
Trust me, I got a German mother. We're like, we know we made big mistakes. The Japanese Americans.
Oh, they were brutal. The Japanese, like the experiments
they were horrible.
On,
but
on the Chinese,
right? Yeah, they were brutal.
Was that just World War II ish?
World War II.
Okay. The Japanese Americans were there. I mean, there's probably not a culture that integrated better with America.
True.
At the time.
Although they had their camps, though.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm not saying America's response to that, but I mean, they have become Americans.
Sure.
But they Japanese heritage. They're watching a show about how they beat us.
Yes.
And they've taken over half of the United States. And they're horrible. Right. They're horrible people. I think they probably have a problem with that.
Yeah,
I don't think?
I don't get it, Jeff.
No?
I mean, it's just because the same thing with the Nazis. It's like, well, of course, they're not Nazis anymore. The Japanese aren't, you know, a part of an empire anymore. They're you know, they've changed, and so why should
I think like, I'm part German. I kind of have a problem with that.
Even when
it didn't happen.
Even when Roosevelt sent them to the internment camps, they still rallied to become American soldiers. I mean, they they fought against the Axis powers, and so they maybe.
I want that show banned.
Man in the High Castle.
I'm just kidding. I don't care.
Who's in charge of programming right now?
I don't know.
We'll find that guy.
It was good, though. I kind of got into it a little bit. But
it's a good show.
I know. I know what you're saying.
How about Jack Ryan?
It's pure entertainment. I'm going too far.
Changing. Jack Ryan.
Yeah, I'm not watching it.
He's a douche.
Really?
Jack Ryan. I don't even know who Jack Ryan is.
He's the
Tom Cruise guy?
It's an Amazon Prime show.
Amazon Prime show.
Yeah, I'm not watching that one.
But Tom Cruise isn't it, is it?
No.
Is he? Wasn't he Jack Ryan?
No, he never was.
He's Jack Ryan.
He was Harrison Ford.
It's another Jack.
Jack Ryan?
No.
Kiefer?
Harrison Ford.
24?
Harrison Ford was Jack Ryan.
Was one. And there were the other, what was the other one? I think Alec Baldwin was the first one.
Alec Baldwin, really? Then Harrison Ford.
And the Hunt for Red October.
Oh, right.
And whatever came after that.
They were the Jack Ryan.
Okay?
Clear and Present Danger.
Clear and Present Danger.
That's why we got, he's well read.
It's fantastic.
Well, really, there were movies. So I'm well seen.
Exactly.
Watched. Well watched.
You could still say read.
Well watched.
Well, there's a book.
There's a book.
Each of those.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
I realized that, Chuck.
My point. I know, thank you.
Watch the movie.
I got a 2.85 at Bloomsburg.
I think I was about that. 2.83. I think he edged
Who had the highest Q here?
Oh, yeah. My God.
It's on the horn.
I think I was 2.83.
Not it.
Over. I think we're probably averaging about the same.
Oh, my God.
I might have 2.9, maybe.
Really?
Maybe.
The hammer wins.
I think I broke three.
Wow.
I wasn't a strong student.
I would not have predicted that. I would have probably gone with the P hamster, Batman.
College.
You probably still have the highest. You have to.
No, he said 2.83. You didn't even beat me.
You have to have it. You're much better. I always respected you in college.
What the fuck were you doing for 4 years?
And shit, I was like mass comm or something. You know, you think I would have edged somebody.
You were like one step up from high school social studies.
If only he could have been a zoologist.
Yeah.
As Kevin, he intended to be before I talked him out of it.
Kevin talked me out of being a zoologist. Could have been
the money you'd be bringing out, all that sweet zoology money.
Same pension.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, they're paying hundreds of thousands of dollars. To manage the zoo.
Oh, there's so many zoologists out there.
I'd be studying the zoo.
They're just rolling
in. I'm managing. The study of zoos.
You'd be
kid's
doing
dream these days now.
All zoology. Kinds of clinicals.
Now you're hard-pressed to find a kid in college that doesn't have like a 3.5.
Yeah, exactly.
Because everybody gets a 3.5.
It
doesn't pay for them to fail people.
This is funny.
Why?
At 30 grand? At 30 grand a year? Yeah, 30, 40 grand a year? Why would you throw somebody out?
I swear to God this happened today.
You, sir, will get a 3.5.
I'm at the gym. Not that. That is amazing, too. But I'm at the gym. I'm in the locker room. There's a guy there I know who's an investment guy. He's talking to this young guy about some job opportunity or something. And he's like, what was your major? Finance. What was your CUM or GPA? He's like, 3. He's like, 3? What the fuck were you doing? And I'm like, I'm standing at the shower or at the mirror shaving. I'm like, John, 3. I was killing for 3. In fact, I was scratching and thawing for a 2.8. I swear to God that happened today. That conversation just came up.
Today.
Yeah. Today.
Today.
In the locker room before I came on here.
God damn.
I mean, I don't want to say we had it worse, but they didn't have to keep us. At, you know.
Oh, hell no. We're giving them like 3 grand a year.
I was out of state.
You're out of state?
Yeah, it was like three to four.
We almost doubled the tuition. The tuition was like, say, 3. And I paid 6.
Yeah.
But even still, it was a bargain compared to the schools where we came from. I'm like, this is great.
Now it's a 35 to be out of state at Bloomsburg.
That's crazy.
30.
Tuition?
Like all in, like a tuition, room.
$35,000.
$35,000.
Because my daughter applied for to Westchester. She got in, but it was $35,000. I said,
what?
Oh, my God.
I said, it seems a little steep.
It's a lot of money.
Times 10 from not long ago.
It's insane.
Well, even Joe Daly was saying at the Deke Open about his son goes to Penn State, and he said it's $35,000. And said the place is dilapidated. He said the whole place is falling apart.
It's a shithole.
It's a shithole.
For real?
I've heard that. Yeah.
Because
they put all the money into the sports program.
Or paid it all out for the
Paterno thing. Yeah.
True.
But he said all the, like, the academic buildings are all, like, not heated and or poorly heated.
Bitches, come on.
He said his son pays it's a $35,000 shitty apartment that he shares with, like, there's four of them in it, he said. They have to have two in a room. It's just $34,000 a year.
Just to get PSU stamped on your, you know, your next interview.
Just like a slumlord, you know, because they can charge it.
So what's he going? Might not know this. What's his major? Any idea?
Who, Joe Daly's son? Kid? No idea. No.
I'm just curious.
You don't know that?
I thought you should. The first question I'd ask.
Come on. Why doesn't Pat know that?
Seriously, Pat.
Pat, come on, man.
You should know all the majors of all our fraternity brothers' kids.
But just wondering where kids are going. I'm always, you know,
by Tuesday,
a pulse.
We'll call you.
Yeah, I don't.
You have a daughter.
Yeah, she wants to be a teacher.
So. Okay, so she's in a teaching program.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we need teachers.
Yeah,
and God bless them.
Hopefully, they'll pay her
$35,000 a year to get a teaching degree. No. They don't even get paid that.
No.
Well, I was told that somebody
to learn what?
It's horrifying.
Someone had told me that their wife went to school in Pennsylvania not too long ago. He's pretty young, and they moved to Jersey. He said she's apparently Jersey favors, and it makes sense, right? I mean, they favor kids that graduate from Jersey schools,
right?
Right.
I guess
prejudiced against
the nerve sever toppled.
I just think it's rigged. The whole system's rigged. I think that
yes. It is.
Like, why would you not? I mean, they want people to go to their schools, so they're gonna say, if you want to be a teacher,
right?
You want to teach in Jersey, you probably should go to a Jersey school. Keep you in state, because there's a whole push about kids leaving the state. You know, when they go to college and they never come back, and I guess they've probably projected down the line that if this keeps happening,
right.
There's going to be us old people there.
You know? Yeah, exactly. So I was thinking, like, you lived in Jersey and you went to Bloomsburg, the state school in PA.
Right.
Like, what made you go there instead of a Jersey school? But I have driven, like, back in the day, I drove through Glassboro State. I would never go there.
Never go there. And it was the same amount.
Right.
In-state in Jersey at the time was the same amount to go out of state.
Right.
So it wasn't like a cost thing for
me.
Plus, I didn't put a whole lot of thought in the college, really. It was just like, I guess I better do something.
So your parents, like, all arranged that?
Parents didn't arrange anything. They didn't go to college.
Well, why did you go to Bloomsburg, though?
I have relatives, like...
Hazleton.
Hazleton and Danville. And I'd gone through the campus once. Okay.
Well, I saw that one.
So I guess I got to do something. So I just applied. That was about as much thought as I put into the whole.
It's very honest of you.
Never stayed there. Wasn't there like an orientation or you?
Yes, I went to orientation.
But you visited the campus though, right?
I went through it, walked through it.
Jeff and I came up and visited the campus. And
did a little drive by.
Oh, okay,
looks good, Dad. I'll go to that school.
Oh, so, you didn't sleep there or anything?
No.
You're missing out because I had a friend of mine from Long Island who said he went to Bloomsburg a year ahead of me because his older brother went to Bloom because of a wrestling scholarship. So my friend Darren, a year older than me, he's great. Keystone State, you know, and that's the same thing as, Empire State in New York, which is Keystone State. That's the highest level you can go at high school, whatever. So he was a wrestler in New York State at the Empire State level, and they give him a full-blown,
food's here.
We're getting food. We're going to put this on a slight pause.
Okay.
Take that story and hold, put a pin in it.
Some wires here, and it's
we can do
it's
it.
It's perplexing.
It is a little. It's a little perplexing.
Yeah, that's okay. We're keeping the audience in suspense on
my
question.
That's right. No, we're just going to leave it hang.
I would say it's.
I like living with a little bit of danger.
All right.
Because usually Pat can come up with I'm saying.
Right.
Look, I have heard that, Pop.
Sure. That's right.
Saw that on the internet weeks ago.
What's that?
I got to repeat it.
I'm too busy untangling wires.
Okay. So there's a term for a person who will eat vegan and vegetarian food and also animal proteins.
I got you. I'm sorry. Called?
Nobody knows?
No knows.
It's a person who likes vegan food but isn't a vegan.
Yes, but there's now a term for that.
What's the term?
Well, that's my question.
And
I mean, I know what the answer is, but I was...
So you're asking us to guess...
Or,
if
you knew
it... terminology might be. Or if
guess.
Heard of it.
A veganoid?
Mine would be a guess because I've not heard of it.
That's what I was hoping for.
Veganoid.
No.
God dang it.
Any so other creative
Veganish?
Guesses? No. Pat?
I'm nothing.
I have nothing, really.
Nothing? Kind of like your Netflix watching
nothing,
portfolio.
Yeah.
Nothing.
It's not called a flexitarian.
Really?
Yep.
I think that describes a lot of things,
yeah.
Right?
That's somebody who wants to be a vegan.
Nope.
No, they're flexible.
Somebody that will eat vegan food, vegetarian food, like us. We're all flexitarians. We will eat anything. We don't judge. We don't judge the vegetable. We don't judge the animal killing, massacring, and then cutting up into pieces and frying and cooking, and then we eat it.
We just consume.
We just consume and enjoy. We are flexitarians.
Right.
And I personally, I'm proud.
Thank you.
I'm proud to be one.
Oh. Can't believe I'm a flexitarian.
I'm not a flexitarian.
That's right.
I'm a vegan.
It's okay.
Actually, I eat a whole food plant-based diet, which is also a vegan diet.
That is a vegan diet.
But it means you're not eating anything that's processed.
Right.
And that's hard.
I bet it is.
Almost everything is processed.
It doesn't sound like a lot of fun to me.
No oils right now.
No oils.
No oils.
I don't use any added sugars or salt and no oil. This is a health choice.
Right.
Right. You have to do this. Not a flavor, personal choice.
It's not a have to. I choose to do this because I choose to be healthy.
Right. Not for like animal cruelty or anything like that.
No, but I'll tell you what. Once you start eating like this and you realize, and you're surrounded by people who are choosing to do so because of the animals, it's hard to make an argument against that.
I have no problem with that.
It really is.
I have no problem. I agree with you totally.
I mean, their argument is sound.
If the world decided they were not going to kill animals for food any longer, I wouldn't care.
Well, I mean, it's
I really wouldn't care. I'm like, okay, go for it. As long as I have beer.
It's more sustainable. It's better for the environment.
Come on.
It's better for
it is,
most
yeah,
people's
much better.
Health.
Yeah.
It's hard to, you know, and then, of course, you know, there's the, you know, whole argument against cruelty. It's like, we don't need to do that. Why are we doing it still?
Yeah.
Because it tastes good?
Well, I've seen...
All I'm saying is that's a good argument.
I've seen the actual killing of cows.
It's horrific.
It is, but it's done in a very, probably the most humane way you could possibly
split
do
second.
It. Yeah.
Split second.
Split second. Is that like you're stepping on me?
I'm stepping on because what you told me before is that it's like that fast.
It's very fast.
But the way they're kept is
So you got this gal who had the Asperger's temple, what's her face? She actually like consulted on the plant I went to, our company's plant. And so it's done in a very humane way. They're kept fine. They're kind of like free range for a while. And then what she designed is a funnel into like a smaller and smaller compartment in stages so the animal would not be spooked or, you know, fearful of what's coming on the other side of the door.
Right.
They're imminent death.
And they don't know that. And because they don't know that, it's not cruel.
Mm-hmm.
So whether you believe that or not, that's what this is. An amazing person. I think there was like a show on her or a movie documentary. She's like very much an Asperger's person, not no social, you know, skills very much. But she's like she got into like this whole cattle herding thing because she grew up on a farm. And so she goes around. She actually today, I think she's still alive and consults with companies like my company and other companies that handle meat proteins. It's pretty amazing. Whether you like it or not, it's like kind of an amazing story. Okay. If nobody else liked that, we can move on.
Yeah. It's just, you know, it's rationalization.
Okay.
It really is. I mean, if we don't need to eat animals,
there's a lot of people in the world that think we do.
But there's a very here's one of the things
nutritionally,
whether they're right or not.
We don't want to kill any animals, I mean, to eat or sustain ourselves. But there's also a probably unknown fact that when all the harvesting goes on in the United States of, you know, corn,
right,
and a lot of other crops, the combines come through and they destroy millions of rodents.
Yes, I was going to say.
So we are killing. I mean, I know. I'm not trying to say from Kevin's point. I get what you're saying, but it's also that in the effort to also produce all this plant material.
Yeah,
a lot of animals die.
They're collateral damage.
Come on,
they just do.
That's they a cop out. That's not it. You can't say, oh, the rodents that die through harvesting corn, are on the same level with the industry of destroying millions of animals yearly, daily. That just doesn't even compare.
Well, yeah, it doesn't compare because you're doing it purposely and then the other one's by accident.
Of course.
But you are killing animals.
Of course. I mean, there's lots of things that happen by accident.
Right. So it's okay. That's not rationalization if you're just saying it happens by accident. We kill all these. We kill millions of groundhogs every year in harvesting.
In harvesting.
And you know what? People have called me liberal, tree hugger, you name it. When I had a groundhog under my shed, my immediate thought was I have to get a gun and kill that fucker. Because he made so much of a mess. I mean, it was like torture. And then we have like these little chipmunks that are really cute, but they destroy your walkways. They tunnel under your walkways. You got to go out and fix them. And I know where you're going, Kevin. Like everywhere in the world doesn't have to do those things. But I did. And it was fucking horrible. I had to go fix my walkway, paver walkway, because some little chipmunk tunneled under the thing time after time, even though I tried to kill him 25 times with a hose. And I got to go back out there and fix it. And it was a pain in the ass. And I'm sorry.
Well, mice.
The chipmunk is not worth it.
What does that have to do with...
Because there's millions of chipmunks.
Yeah, but what is that? I don't understand what your argument is then. It's like, I thought we were talking about...
I don't know. I wasn't arguing.
Well, no, but it's just like, well, you're saying that, you know, well, you can't look at, you know, the destruction of all these, you know, these animals every year for food because, well, if you look at, you know.
No, that was called rambling. Rambling on about a senseless subject
but
that wasn't even our
mice
subject.
Mice in your house.
It's like,
Kevin never took a stand against rodents being killed.
Have you had mice in your house, Bob?
Right.
I did.
That's the point.
I don't
exactly.
What would you do?
Well, ask this question.
I assumed that.
Ask this question.
Which was wrong.
You have mice in your house.
I kill them all. Like,
and
brutally.
And you know what? I had a cat, and I thought the natural... She killed a bunch of them.
Right.
But she couldn't keep up, because mice are prolific procreators. They can have multiple litters.
Yes.
And they inbreed. How's that for a freaking rodent? So, and they don't need a lot of water? Fantastic. So
they're the worst rodents, then? Is that what you're trying to... Is that your argument?
No,
the mice are the worst rodents?
They're very destructive.
Because they inbreed?
Well, that's kind of weird. But I didn't realize they could multiply so quickly.
If that was true, wouldn't you say they're the worst?
They're the worst.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
come on.
Rats would be worse.
Well, you don't know that. They're the same thing,
only bigger.
So the mice. Here's the deal: the mice.
How do we get on the subject?
Because we feed them. We finally went to hiring a company that would put out traps with poison.
Right.
I wasn't a big fan of that.
At your place of work or your home?
Oh, my house.
Really?
And I'm like, in the back area there. I'm like, and you saw my cat. She eats all the mice in that area are gone. All the mice in the back of the house. I mean, on the unfinished part, they're. They're in the plate, you know, they're in the, they dig into the insulation.
Yes.
That's right.
They get inside. I mean, the biggest problem, my concern is they'll eat some, chew on some wiring just to get their teeth sharp, and then they'll short a thing, and it'll burn my freaking house.
Actually, I had a mouse.
So I will kill
through
those
my
fucks
TiVo
right
wire.
Now. Sorry.
TiVo wire.
What?
A mouse ate through my TiVo wire.
Yeah, why am I not getting my TiVo?
Well, that was a long time ago because I had TiVo.
But,
I was really pissed.
I think they do like, that because they like the taste of the wire.
But
like
when that
or they like to sharpen their teeth, right?
No, I don't think they're doing it. Here's my point. It's all about food for them.
Yeah.
Oh, this tastes good.
My point is that us being humans, when that happens,
right.
when you go to watch your favorite show on TiVo,
and a mouse
that you
the
have
wire.
Like scheduled, you've done,
you
put in the work.
Rage against the mouse.
I did. I wanted to kill all mice.
Kill the mouse.
All mice should be exterminated at that point
immediately
because I could not watch my TiVo show.
Right.
Does that make me horrible?
It's a little reactionary.
Come on, help me. Does that make me a horrible
person?
You should
be able to watch your TiVo show.
It's not the worst.
Exactly. if all rodents must die for our shows. I feel like that's justified.
I once saw a
okay.
I don't know if it messes up the ecosystem. That would be bad.
Yeah, I think we probably need them in some way.
Yeah.
To have
so just save the ones you need, but all the rest are exterminated because you can't watch your show.
Well, they shouldn't be living with people. We should find a way to keep rodents and people in separate places.
And coyotes.
I once saw a show on PBS about rats.
Oh yeah, that's on Netflix too, man.
And they actually were talking about like the rat we're familiar with, the city rat,
right?
How that has actually kept the United States safe from like various plagues and diseases.
Because, oh my God! Please
because,
don't.
Because
tell me
they say when rats come in like on ships from other countries with you know, produce and things like that, they say the rat we have here is so mean.
That it,
right.
that it destroys all the predators.
That it'll never let another
species of rat take over. So that helps.
Or
us.
Exactly.
Some other kind of animal.
There's lots
from
of
China.
There's lots of instances like that with nature, and like the introduction of wolves back into Yellowstone changed the entire ecosystem,
yes.
not just.
Correct him undone.
Man, this is like intellectual stuff.
It changed
all of a sudden.
The way rivers
Look at
ran.
Him. What's going on here?
The wolves?
He watches a lot of TV.
Because they introduced them. They reduced a certain amount of predators, which then had an impact on how the rivers ran, believe it or not. Because like all of a sudden there was less of a density of a certain kind of predator, which then had an impact on you know the river flows in certain ways.
I wonder if
it's
it had
amazing.
Anything to do with like beavers. Like they would
yeah, I mean,
hunt
that kind
the beavers.
Of stuff.
How about the weasel?
Beavers.
The weasel?
The weasel. Have you ever seen a weasel?
I've seen a ferret.
A ferret. Is that a weasel? Because we had the
same family.
People had the
they were like popular in the 80s, remember? Everybody had a ferret.
Yeah. We had a
Trent
ferret.
Had a ferret.
Trent had a ferret.
Keith Donmore had a ferret.
Rob
Frederick.
Was like
Rob
had Frederick. A ferret.
Only hit, there was something
Did
wrong
he?
With his ferret.
Freddy.
Freddy. I'm thinking they were all the same family line.
Same ferret?
It was like I think it
no,
was like a thing
different
for
ferret.
It was a
different
way to
ferret.
Get women, I think. That was like a whole like
Hold
right,
on, wait a minute.
Aren't I cool with my pet ferret?
That was who added the ferret?
Trent.
And
Lode.
Dunmore. They're too close together, big brother, little brother.
No,
right?
They were just contemporaries.
Yeah.
Wasn't the Lode, wasn't his little brother Juice?
Yes.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Sounds right.
So there's no family line ties. So I'll shut up.
Yeah. Well,
it would be
Freddy
cool,
also
though,
had a
it?
Ferret, if you remember.
Somebody should have done that.
Frederick had a ferret. And ferrets, I remember there was a kid that I was in, went to church with who had a ferret. And he was kind of a douchebag, as I recall. I didn't know what the terminology was back then because I was a Christian and I was a born-again Christian. But he stole my girlfriend.
Because he had the ferret.
And
was it the ferret?
He was a bit of a douchebag. Now that I
that
realize
got the
that,
girl,
he became a Marine, and I saw him after I was in college, and he was telling me about how he was you know fucking around as a Marine, and you know it was very like yeah that's right that makes sense, you know back then.
He didn't have the ferret any longer. Then.
I think he had since gotten rid of the ferret.
Probably blew that ferret's head.
Right yeah, on. Like a ferret was like kind of like the kind
probably
of
probably taped it up on the wall and just blew its head
it's
right
of,
off.
It's kind of a douchey
Semper
thing.
Fi, motherfucker.
Ferrets. Yeah, that was the hip head.
Yeah, it was. It was. So Chuck and I, we had we had a family line thing, right?
I think so.
No, he doesn't know.
But was it?
Because we didn't.
I don't think so.
No.
Now I'm saying I don't think so. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Did you hear me? I said I don't think so. Yeah. Well, you know.
We each had a pet rock.
We have still, though, a fairly actively communicating line.
Yes, we did.
Cody, Plinky.
Wouldn't it be cool if we all had ferrets? You.
I know, we should get ferrets and get photos for Christmas. It'd be a great Christmas
card.
It's
way too late for ferrets.
No, it's
way too late. If we did it now, it'd be just like ridiculous.
How about?
But if we had done it all along, like we were like the tarantula family line.
Yeah, how about like John Strecker. You had a tarantula.
Yeah, yeah, tarantula.
How about a hamster?
That would be weird.
How about?
I was waiting for Doug to want to get a tarantula.
Turtle also would be kind of strange, Chuck. I was thinking more of like a python.
Python?
Yeah, cool. Something a little more manly for our family line. Yeah, because we do have quite a few.
Yeah, we do. But
you know, Plinky, we got Cody.
I mean, all pretty in the same. We're pretty tight because of the age.
I don't get invited, but it's understandable.
You are now. Yeah. So.
We went way off there.
Off topic. What was the topic?
So that's social media.
That's social media. Again and again.
I'm just kidding. We don't have to go there. I think we killed that. We beat that one to death.
We probably did.
What was the verdict? That it's evil?
Oh
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that was like the comment
really the only verdict.
The comment was like sharing pictures and what's going on with everybody and your friends. Everything else is just fucking crap.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that, right?
Basically.
Yeah. And we agreed. We made a whole show of that.
I saw an analyst on CNBC say Facebook's more like an old folks home, he said, when he goes on there. Anymore.
Yeah. A lot of dead people.
It's just a few, you know, older people. No kids.
Right.
Well, my kids wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole.
Really?
They laugh. They go, what?
What is it? What are they going
on?
Instagram.
Snapchat.
I like Instagram.
That's about it.
Snapchat.
Well, Instagram's great because it's just pictures. All I want to see is pictures of stuff.
I think they've actually, like, they're still on Instagram.
How your wife is your best friend.
Because that is actually owned and operated by Facebook. Am I correct there?
Yeah, they are. They bought them.
That's correct.
They weren't originally. They bought them, though.
I don't think that maybe this is the reason why, but maybe... It's
well, they were
to Facebook,
were independent, and a lot of people don't realize that they are.
They don't do as much Instagram. I'm not seeing it from my guys. They're more into Snapchat.
Absolutely,
yeah,
that's
definitely
primary
Snapchat. And they were all upset because Snapchat changed their platform or something.
Oh,
yeah.
But they're back on Snapchat because I see my my youngest son taking pictures of his face all the time.
And I guess one day
weird.
Snapchat will be.
Something
not
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, it'll be something else.
Snapchat will be the MySpace of something at some point in the future.
MySpace. I don't think
Snapchat.
Can you have like what was MySpace? I think did you have to have like a
MySpace was just another social network.
How did that
you joined
work?
And immediately you became friends with Tom, who was like friends with everybody on MySpace. So if you joined MySpace, you had one friend and it was Tom. And then you could then be friends with anybody else you chose.
That
but
one
it was sketch. It was sketchy. It was kind of like I don't know.
Vehicle for dick pics.
Yeah, I remember being horrified because I saw a person, a relative of mine's MySpace profile, and he had basically set it up as an opportunity. MySpace was kind of like almost like a a dating site as much as anything in many ways. And he had set up his MySpace profile with a questionnaire about his interests in women. And at one point I was horrified to see that he had mentioned something about piercings and whether he'd be interested in seeing them on a woman and where. And that I don't even want to, I don't talk anymore about it. Still kind of traumatized.
I think I might be traumatized now.
Yeah.
All right.
And the other thing is, I keep hearing the Beatles.
We're picking up some.
White Album is, I think, is it the 50th anniversary of the White Album?
Wow.
Yeah, is it our headset?
That could possibly be it.
So is that
53?
Since
so that
that's
be right.
the anniversary,
I think it came out in 1968.
In all Apple iPods?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, I'm sure it's podcast? Just that, you know, they're. you know, there's a lot of interest in that, I think, right now.
It came out the same year as Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. Electric,
yeah, 1968.
An Electric Lady.
It was a you know, tumultuous year in America.
1968.
And was it Bobby Kennedy, Martin Luther King were both killed that year?
Yeah.
Lots of rioting in the streets. It's a very, very a hot summer.
I was three.
As was I.
What were you doing?
What year?
Yeah, 68.
I was
shitting your diaper?
That was,
were you out of them?
I was one.
You were one, yeah. One. You were still shitting that
one.
Diaper.
Yeah. That was it.
So he's behind the curve.
That was it.
Man, he didn't even know what the permanence of objects were back then.
Exactly.
Sorry, man. I'm barely holding my
68,
head up.
We were fucking out there protesting. You were shitting your diaper.
I was still crapping my pants. Yeah, and the headphone,
man.
We
were the vanguard, man. We were the vanguard. 1970, Sesame Street.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
70. That's when it started?
That's right.
Yeah.
I was the first Sesame Street kid.
How about the Electric Company?
Oh, I love the Electric Company.
Also good.
Yeah.
Kangaroo. Hey,
Captain Kangaroo, yeah.
Captain Kangaroo.
He was kind of a...
Kangaroo.
How was that guy not a pedophile?
Did you guys get Wonderama?
No, that was a... I think that's a New York thing.
Yeah, I think it's New
York. That was a Bob
Wonderama. Pennsylvania. Here in Philadelphia,
Bob Keeshan.
There was...
We had
Captain
the
Kangaroo.
Bob Keeshan's Captain Kangaroo.
Didn't we have like Captain Noah or something?
Captain Noah.
Magic Guard.
Yeah.
Magic Guard.
Captain Kangaroo was not a Philadelphia.
No, he was. He was national. He was big time.
Good man.
Captain and Mrs. Noah.
There were lots of local. I'm sure you had many local shows in the area.
Mr. Green Jeans. Was that Captain Kangaroo?
That was Captain Kangaroo.
Captain Kangaroo was weird. They had a lot of bizarre sort of
puppets. Yeah, yeah.
Puppets. They had Bunny Rabbit, who didn't say anything. He would just kind of like do weird stuff.
Every
now and then there would be like a ping pong ball would just like drop out of the sky.
Right.
And bounce.
Like,
and then all of a sudden there would be like another ping pong ball. And then another ping pong ball. And then all of a sudden there was just like a deluge of ping pong balls just coming out of nowhere for absolutely no reason.
Right.
It was just a weird show. And there was a dancing bear. That's all he did. The bear would just dance. Now that bear's going to come out and dance.
Right.
It was strange.
It's kind of like
a strange
show.
I liked it. I loved it. I loved the show.
Yeah, we all watched
it. But it's strange.
Why am I mesmerized by this Cure commercial?
I don't know.
Because he's uninterested in our discussion of...
No.
He moved on from Captain Kangaroo.
I might have zoned out.
Kangaroo just doesn't speak to you?
I'm seeing the Cure commercial.
How about Gene London?
Gene London was great. Oh. He used to draw pictures as he was telling a story.
Yeah.
He was a Philadelphia guy.
Yeah.
He was a Philadelphia guy.
Chief Halftown.
Oh, no.
What?
I wasn't a Chief Halftown guy. I think I was on too early for me.
He wasn't. He didn't do it for me.
How about Al Albert Showcase? On the weekend.
On Sunday.
Sunday. This is another local
Philly thing.
Chuck, for your benefit, where he had a talent show.
Yeah. A lot of hair dye in Al Albert.
And
this Fonzie thing going.
Good looking hair.
Yeah, a lot of hair. Full head of hair. He was 80. And then he'd have like little kids on, right? Dancing.
That's right.
And
well, we'd always have like somebody sing or something. My sister auditioned to be on this show. I think she was going to sing You Light Up My Life, which was a popular song
by Debbie Boone.
So when was this?
This would be 1978, maybe 77.
She didn't get on.
She didn't get on.
She did not make the cut. On L. Albert
Showcase.
But
he had a lot of, you know, like...
I'm not laughing because singers. I'm judging, but that's kind of funny.
You know, tap dancers, stuff like that. You know, like dance troops would be on.
Baton twirls.
Like really just really the worst of the worst.
Did she ever get over it?
Twirling.
Yeah. Or she still talks about it?
Yeah, she's fine today.
When you see her. When you see her for the holidays.
She's living a well-adjusted life.
She's going to bring it up?
She's completely over it.
Did not make the cut, those bastards.
Yeah, it was
It's fixed.
It was a horrible show.
It was fixed from the start.
You ever hear the song "On the Way to Cape May"?
That's right.
That was Al Albert.
Al Albert sang that song.
Big.
And he'd have these little. It was like creepy.
It was creepy.
Little girls on.
It's like almost
little,
like a beauty pageant.
Like toddlers, you know, who would all dress up in these like remember JonBenet Ramsey? Like,
yes, exactly. Exactly.
Like that, and these kind of patched gowns
glitter.
With glitter and stuff. And they would like stand, all sort of gather around him like he was Santa Claus. And they would tell jokes. And it'd be like, you know, scripted jokes that he's like, Uncle Al. What, little honey? Tell
no,
me.
Like,
do you have a story? Do you have a joke for your Uncle Al? All creepy.
In front of like a black screen.
Do you have a joke for your Uncle Al? Uncle Al, when is a banana like an orange? I don't know, honey. Why don't you tell me? Creepy, you know? All right, darling.
What is a banana like an orange? Like, come on, you can't leave us hanging.
Maybe they were sitting on his lap, maybe.
Right,
I don't
exactly.
even know, but it was like, it was very disturbing. I remember thinking back then, I was a child. I'm like, that's
I'm
right.
kind of disturbed right now.
I'm laughing too hard, man.
Because it's like so accurate.
Uncle
it's like
Al.
Vivid.
I like that voice.
Have you be watching Uncle that. Al. I never watched the whole thing because I was like yeah. so creeped out by it.
Yeah.
You'd have it on and be like, okay.
And
it's the only thing on that's
you know
like semi-entertaining.
You know, remember who he featured on that show? Because there was another show. Actually, this guy got his own show eventually. It was this guy, Larry Ferrari.
Oh, yeah. Larry Ferrari with the organ.
The organ.
Yeah. He was creepy, too.
Yeah. He would have
it's
his
like
own show.
It's like the Phantom of the Opera.
He had his own show briefly, and I remember watching
the
it.
The Larry
just
Ferrari
finding it
show.
Hysterical, hilarious. Because he would sit there and, like, Liberace style.
Right.
You know, be playing the right. organ. And they'd just like take, you know, like three camera shots, you know, just taking them from different
yep.
angles
yep.
the whole time. And occasionally he'd just turn to the camera and wink because, you know, I'm on to something now.
He's playing that organ.
I'm sure it's on YouTube. It's got to be.
Yeah.
It's
got to
be on YouTube.
YouTube has everything. So that will you will be able to find the Larry Ferrari show.
Yeah. He'd hit that.
It's worth it.
He'd hit that. Yeah, samba pedal on the organ.
If you could find it, it's worth it.
Channel 6. Watch it. They were the juggernaut in this market.
That's right.
Yeah.
Bob, and see, in New York, we had, I guess you guys didn't hear about or don't have it down in Philly, but Wonderama.
No.
It was in New York. It was this guy, his name is Bob McAllister, and he looked like about some guy who just came off of Wall Street and didn't know what he was doing and had like a, that the look of like, obviously a very old and not very coordinated guy, and he would do all these calisthenics.
Wow.
Everybody would get up and exercise, and you know, doing jumping jacks, exercise, and anyway. So Bob McAllister was a character, but you know, I'm kind of wondering whenever, I thought I would hear about him eventually. Like,
yeah.
You know,
convicted.
Pedophile.
Something.
Yeah, something. Yeah. Something.
I'm sure they're all
something.
Like, you know.
It's just strange thinking
but every
about
market must have one of these guys.
Yeah,
right?
we had more than our fair share.
Yeah.
Though. I thought we had just like there was way too many sort of children's TV shows in the morning. There was also a show called Pixann.
Pix?
Which was like a sort of like a Peter Pan sort of like, but she wasn't like Peter Pan. She was like a female Peter Pan.
I don't remember that one.
And that was a show.
I think Captain Noah was on the up and up. He had Mrs. Noah.
Yeah.
Mrs. Noah.
She kept his eye.
I moved
was
here.
Was Kangaroo weird?
Captain Kangaroo?
Yeah, it was.
He was a little strange.
A little weird.
But when I moved here in third grade, we had Captain Kangaroo and we had Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers is great.
We had Sesame Street was on by then.
But was Rogers, was that something like that all throughout across the United States?
But I mean,
just,
I came,
he's
I moved
Pittsburgh.
Here, for, I was from Florida, and then all of a sudden you had Captain Noah.
Right. We didn't have Kangaroo.
Yeah.
Like, wow, you're
Captain
like
Kangaroo
piling
and,
on with
and,
weirdness.
Yeah, Captain Kangaroo and Mr.
They were
Rogers
national.
Were national.
Right.
Okay,
were,
it was national. National. Was Rogers you, national? That's what I'm asking.
Rogers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead. PBS.
And I'm like, national. Wow, Captain Noah. They got their own Captain Kangaroo here. He's even more weird.
Yeah.
I think in Philadelphia, we like our own stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
And then you had Al Albert.
We're very local.
These guys are very weird.
We're very local. Around.
Very local. Well, you're only like 200 miles away.
The JonBenet Ramsey analogy is perfect.
Yeah.
That's
exactly what they
That
look
is
like.
What
yeah.
it was. It was like
but
a
imagine,
bunch
like,
of them
like
on
15
stage,
of them.
Like,
I mean, it was
wow.
a lot.
These are like, how old were those
and
girls?
That was,
like
that
six,
was
maybe?
Little.
Yeah.
They're like. They're dressed like
four to 6 year olds.
They're dressed like
all dressed in these
adult
like party
women
gowns
from
you know,
like
these frills and ruffles and
from like radio studio Rockettes. That's yeah. what they were
well,
dressed
kinda,
like.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. But just, sorry. You know, like Shirley Temple dresses. You know, yeah, gross. That kind of stuff.
It was kind of weird.
Gross.
It's kind of weird, even for like a young guy, you know, like yeah, a kid. It was, like, wow, dude, that's weird.
It was a strange style. I mean,
okay.
Bizarre.
Next subject.
Next subject, man. I might be out. All right, we'll do a round robin. Everybody goes, get
Ooh.
One topic each, 2 minutes. God. Kevin, what's your topic? Go. 2 minutes. And we'll wrap it up.
It's a lot of pressure.
I don't have a topic.
All right, you can pass.
I'm going to have to pass. I don't know what to talk about.
That's a lot of pressure to put on there.
Pat?
I think you want to catch the show down at Macy's over the holiday Ooh. Season.
I've been there.
For a long time.
Been a few years.
It has the...
the light show? The holiday the light show? Yeah.
The great John Facenda, yeah. another Philadelphia local guy.
Yeah, okay.
He still does it after yeah. all these years.
Okay.
This
Are you
was
going?
Done. This was created in like the 50s probably, right?
Yeah, it long
was
time, yeah.
done at Wanamaker, John Wanamaker's department store. And it was this great sort of big wall of, I mean, just really low-tech lights. With
Very
fountains in front of it.
Yeah.
And there should be a train, but I don't think they...
Yeah, well, the train was like a...
I don't remember that, do you?
Well,
I do.
It would run
do
across
you remember the
top.
Train?
Yeah, it was the around train, the top.
It was just lights that ran across the top that were a train. Okay. That's what they talk Suckers. About when they say the train. But it was a, yeah, it was a Philly staple. You would go there at Christmas time and do your shopping downtown and go over and see the light show. It was like every hour. And it was packed.
Wanamaker's was a good store.
Packed right in front of the Eagle. You'd meet people.
Do you remember John Wanamaker's, being that you're from New York? Do you remember that?
They had them, I guess, but not out in Long Island. Like, not.
The sign on the front of the store was his signature, right?
That's right.
Yes.
It was an actual That's signature. Right.
That I remember.
So between that and the Comcast Center, they have that show now.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, now
Which
they're
is
doing
a repeat
show.
Every
they're
year.
Actually doing a show in front of the City Hall. In front of City Hall, it's like a light show.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
On City Hall. Like they basically use lasers, laser lights that sort of display an image on the actual building.
Awesome.
Near the ice.
Will Gritty be projected on
this year? Yeah, for sure, man.
He's like...
He's everywhere.
It's a hit.
Gritty, yeah.
But very cool.
Christmas ornaments. Gritty.
70,000 votes for governor.
Yeah, that's a lie. That was a fake. Somebody just
fake
wrote
news.
That down, and you know, somebody just tweeted that. And,
seemed like a lot.
No, but it's you know there was
a lot of people.
Amount. It was like maybe like 100, but not 70.
More than those silly millennials.
Not 70.
Would get together. It did seem far fetched.
That'd be sad if it was 70,000.
It's fake news.
Anyway, really?
Bob.
Yes,
you're it.
I'm up.
Last topic for the night. You're it. Done. Go.
I did the Sixers. Talked about the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have much more.
Stormy Daniels. What's happening with Stormy?
I have no idea.
Michael Avenatti.
You want to go to political on you?
It's not political. It's just funny. It's pop culture at this point.
I don't know if it's funny anymore.
I don't know either, man.
No.
I don't know.
I'm out.
Oh, here. Let me ask you, I'll throw this out. It's kind of a serious question. The was it the Presidential Freedom of Honor, whatever it was yesterday?
Medal of Honor.
Medal of Honor. Better. It was Babe Ruth. Elvis.
What? We give Babe Ruth and Elvis the Medal of Honor?
A lot of people posthumously, you know, Orrin Hatch, the people that donated a lot of money to his campaign, the Adelsons.
Yeah, they shouldn't give
money. Hold on, wait a minute.
That's where I'm kind of moving.
Hold on, wait a minute. I missed this. So
the Adelsons, who gave them like a $1 billion, the
and Orrin Hatch.
And Orrin Hatch is a well-known center.
And Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth.
And who else?
Elvis.
And Elvis.
And somebody else. I missed one or two of them in there, but they were just really weird people.
Mickey
that's
Mantle?
That's like who would get a Medal of Honor if you gave it to, if you told an eighth grader to pick some people to give a Medal of Honor to.
Patrick Ewing?
Yeah, I'm going to go in a hat right now.
Babe Ruth, Elvis.
He doesn't
That's where
have
I was
one.
Going. Somebody from New York.
George Washington, he already got one. Or...
So donors, because they...
Donors, right. Yeah, the Adelsons. This is like a wealthy, like billionaire...
Nothing means anything.
Guy from Vegas. He, you know, he's a casino guy. And he wasn't even there because he's like 1 million years old. I'm surprised. I'm sure there's all kinds of pipes and other kinds of, you know, electrodes going to his body daily to keep him alive. So his wife was there, and she's probably 80, but he's, you know, 100. So she's accepting for him just because they're big donors. I didn't understand you can do that. I just didn't realize you can get Babe Ruth and the Adelsons.
Hold on. We're still guessing that other person. Rudy Giuliani?
No, Giuliani, he's not there yet, man.
I'm working
on it. You're working on it. I forgot. There's one other guy, posthumously. There was maybe one or two others that weren't even up there, but he was like, what?
Where's that done? At the White House?
Yeah, at the White House. And it's a very weird, it was a very weird line. All I can say is I'm sitting and go, who's doing, what? Like, it's weird. Like, okay, Babe, why would Elvis deserve one? I guess he does.
Sounds like Trump picked these people.
He did.
Exactly.
They did. That's the point.
He did.
He's way to catch up, Pat.
That's exactly who he's picking people who gave him money.
Yeah.
Or people that he thinks should have one because
they're neat.
Look, if I was imagining anybody I could give one to, who would it be?
Yeah. The guy maybe, gave me $1 billion.
Well, I think we should give one to Superman because him and Jesus.
Are you doing Trump right now?
One. Well, sort of. It's kind of a fake ass Trump.
It's pretty good.
It's a pretty weak Trump, but
so
that's right. How we pick
it. Is the Medal of Freedom, by the way.
Presidential Medal of Freedom, right?
There's Orrin Hatch.
Orrin Hatch.
Miriam Adelson.
That's Adelson's wife, right?
Yeah.
And Sheldon Adelson.
Sheldon.
Giving it to Miriam Adelson.
My name's Miriam, and I'm my husband, Sheldon.
Roger Staubach.
Oh, that's right. Now, that was one of the cool ones, actually, more recent. He's alive, so he grabbed it himself.
Alan Page.
Don't know him.
He played for the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, yeah. All right, yeah. I saw him on the stage. Yep. Go.
He doesn't run these things by anyone, does he, before he
of
did?
Of course not.
And Anthony Scalia.
Say, no, yeah. Anthony Scalia, which was that. Actually, you know what? For what it's worth, maybe.
What do you think? What do you think of these picks? You think?
But the Adelsons? The Adelsons give you $1 billion, whatever they donated. What? I mean, Scalia, Supreme Court Justice.
Everything's for sale with Trump.
Yeah.
You want a Medal of Honor? All right. How much
you got? Who's the guy now who's the temporary attorney general?
Want to be ambassador?
Very strange fellow.
All right.
His name's Whitaker?
Like a hemorrhoid with, he's just this, he's a really strange. Look him up sometime and do some vetting.
The attorney general?
Yeah, the acting attorney generals.
Yeah.
Kind of a kook.
No, I think he named him the attorney general.
Kinda.
Maybe.
Kook. He's a kook.
He's a kook.
I think he's a kook. But I don't want to pass judgment. I got about 50. I have more than that. About 85% betting on this guy. It sounds like a kook. He's not even an attorney. Is he an attorney? Is he an attorney?
Yes.
Has he ever tried to case this guy? Yeah. Really? That guy?
I think so. I think you have to be an attorney.
I think
you have
to be at least an attorney to be acting
to
attorney.
To be the attorney. I hope so.
Scared. God, I don't know. I don't know the law on that.
Yeah.
I know George Bush tried to nominate a woman who was never.
Never a judge.
Never a judge.
For the Supreme Court. For the Supreme Court. Yeah, I remember her. Totally.
He pulled her.
Immediately.
Was that W or the?
Oh, W.
That was W.
Oh, HW would never pull the lame ass trick like that.
I know it's not a qualifier, but you might want to.
Voodoo economics. That's all.
Before you become a Supreme Court justice.
Right. Well, how about this? How about simply saying that if you want to be president of the United States, that the people that are hiring you get at least 5 years of tax returns? A minimum. If you don't want that, then you don't run. You can't. You're not qualified.
You know who I think should be
that makes no sense.
Given the Medal of Freedom?
Go.
It's James Garner.
Why?
For the Rockford Files.
We know. Well, specifically for that role?
Yeah.
Why?
Why not? I mean, the two other guys played football. The Rockford Files was fucking awesome. It's like, who didn't like the Rockford Files?
Great show.
Great show.
Right? Didn't piss anybody off politically. Had some diversity. You had that...
great theme song.
Isaac Hayes would come in, right? I loved Isaac Hayes. And his, you know what his name on the show was? Isaac. Should be. What was that guy? Angel.
His dad.
Angel
with the ball. His dad was a ball breaker.
Yeah, but Angel was always like ratting him out.
Yeah.
Angel?
Angel. He'd be like, yeah.
Well, Jimmy, they had a ball peen hammer to my knee. I had to tell him.
What was the car he was driving? Was it a Camaro?
It was, no, it was a Firebird.
Firebird.
Mother pus bucket.
Firebird. Fire.
Sorry, I'm just reacting to the Sixers.
I think we should probably end it.
Yeah, I think so at this point.
If the Sixers lose, there could be a lot of swearing.
Is that final?
No.
Oh,
no.
We got four. Okay,
44 seconds.
44 seconds.
Eternity in basketball,
woo!
By the way.
We're going to wait this one out, man.
44.5.
We have to wait this out, man. Yeah. It's a pass. It's a tip. It's a...
Come on, Kev. We have Jimmy Butler now.
Yeah.
He's superhuman.
Well, this is why you need a Jimmy Butler. This is where you need a Jimmy Butler.
Yeah. That's why you should have been a basketball coach, because you're right.
Good Lord.
Jimmy knows basketball.
No, this is when you give the ball to somebody like Jimmy Butler.
This is when you need someone like Jimmy Butler.
Yep.
As an option, because you can't... can't manufacture a point at the end like we've been trying to. It's like we've been sort of coming up short again and again in these late game situations because we don't have a guy who can just like make his shot.
Right.
Isolate, that guy's going to make a shot.
And why does a guy like Jimmy Butler possess that skill? It's a good question. And if you could figure it out, you'd be like teaching it.
Pat, yeah, what's your thoughts on this? Right.
Lots of practice.
Lots of practice. I think he's been confidence. In the situation yeah. for a yeah. long time.
Confidence.
And he's
confidence. You know you can make the shot. You got to be the shot.
Yeah.
Guy.
A lot of
like
people,
this guy just did.
A lot of people badmouth the amount of money that people are, that professional athletes are paid. But the guy's going to make money whether he makes the shot or not. Right. And he's like, there's no pressure on me.
That's yep. right. All right, here we go.
So, of course, they give it to Embiid. And he gets fouled.
Wow.
But it was good.
35 seconds.
It was a good yeah,
no, and he's
these last 5 minutes, might last 10
like
minutes.
Like I said, yeah, it's going to be a long time. I need to get another beer.
You're dumb, man.
He's been pretty clutch with his free throws. Let's see if he continues that.
All right, this is live.
Oh!
Damn it.
Ooh.
I had to say it.
Embiid, shite the bed.
He can still tie. He can still tie.
Yeah, I know, but it's just...
You got to make that, Joel.
Right.
Right. No dead air. Joel Embiid is at the line.
He's been in these late game situations and has been really knocking down.
35.4 seconds left.
Yeah, throw. He goes up and he goes, and it's good.
So he ties the game at 108, and there's
time. And a timeout, really.
Yeah.
Boo.
This could be a good time to end it.
All right, guys. Well, here's the deal.
Okay, cliffhanger.
When we reconvene the next time, we'll
tell you who won.
We'll tell you who won, and you probably already will know this very shortly.
It'll be, yeah.
Last thoughts. One. Bob?
Nope.
Pat?
I'm good.
Really? I like Gritty.
Gritty.
Yeah, I like Gritty, too.
Yeah, I don't know what people don't
so Pat, do you like Gritty? I didn't at first. I hated it. I thought I was like, what? But I like it.
He's different.
He's like if the animal and the Philly Fanatic had a baby.
Yep.
He'd get Gritty.
I just think, you know.
He's bringing in the votes, too.
A homeless person on crack cocaine.
Yeah.
Right.
Perfect. Every time I go to the airport, I see that.
All right. Peace. Everybody, right. Thank you, guys. And next time, take
care.
Have
a great Thanksgiving.
Good night, everyone.